Marianne Tam of the Daily Maverick has been writing a lot about this over the years. Marianne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
I mean, it really is. It does look as if the road is narrowing for Justice Schlope.
Well, it certainly does. And I think important to bear in mind that this was a big risk that the Deputy Judge President, Judge Goliath, took when she decided to speak out in January. And as a result of an affidavit that she said, an affidavit she gave to the Judicial Services Commission, we have now reached this particular point. Interesting also that the Chief Justice himself stepped into the process. It had been handed over to a conduct committee of three judges. But I think, I'm not sure for what reason, Mogoeng stepped in and decided to make the decision. If you read the affidavit, you will see there are possible points of contention which Judge Schlope might pick up on later on in opposing or in some way fighting back this particular recommendation.
Which she is likely to do, and one would imagine that there are procedural grounds. I mean, the fact that Justice Mogoeng heard this, the fact that he had a conversation about these allegations with Deputy Judge President Goliath last year, the fact that he chose to rule on this matter according to the papers rather than hearing testimony. One imagines that those are all procedural things that John Schlope might use to try and prevent this impeachment inquiry.
Oh, yes, and interestingly enough, of course, the CJ has predicted that, and in his recommendation on Friday set that out and sort of tried to back that out of the court completely by saying that, you know, she did the right thing, that in fact he, Judge Schlope himself, had told Judge Goliath you should report to the JSC or speak to the Chief Justice about it. So you can see already there in the wording, in the recommendation, that that is possibly something that might come as a countermeasure, but that in actual fact, the Chief Justice, there's no way that the Judge President can use that as leverage. But, you know, that doesn't mean he necessarily won't use it. And, of course, you know, our tribunals, we've only had one tribunal since 1994, and that was for Judge Mutata, and that took 11 years. So it's important to bear all of that in mind.
Yeah, and we haven't had a judge impeached. Yes, there was but Judge Mutata escaped impeachment and sacking. But, I mean, you know, what you and I and lots of people have spoken about since this emerged, the alleged assault on a judge and the judge upon reflection a year later deciding that it actually wasn't an assault, that he'd made a mistake with his original determination, which he'd shared with many judges and even deposed an affidavit to. You know, it's, there it is in Mogoeng's wonderfully formal judicial language. This is kind of hard to believe, the sequence of events.
Yes, and of course what Mogoeng also does in his recommendation is set out the very big questions that all of us are asking, you know, and in a sense what, you know, Judge Park has been thrown under the bus in some way. He too faces a tribunal or inquiry about, you know, altering his versions of the accounts, but you have 11 judges backing up the original claim that he was assaulted. So, you know, it's going to be a very difficult one to tiptoe around. And of course, the judge president does come with a history of being quite rude to people, in fact, downright insulting. So that will also, I suppose, form part of a bigger context here. But look, you know, it was inevitable that this would reach some sort of awful boiling point. What is so concerning when you look at the Deputy Judge President's initial complaint is the fear and loathing and the working conditions that have kind of resulted as a, because of Judge Schlope's alleged behavior towards fellow judges. You know, it's just an untenable situation in the Western Cape. And then, of course, you have Judge Schlope's own lawyer, Barnabas Kulu, also attacking Judge Goliath for just doing her work. So you know, she laid that complaint under, you know, extraordinarily difficult circumstances. And we should be very concerned that a division, you know, as important as the Western Cape, you know, sits with these break-ins and files going missing. And, you know, it's just not good for the judiciary.
There was one line in Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng's determination on this that gave me a bit of pause. It's in relation to the complaint that Patricia Goliath laid, that Judge Slorpe referred to her as a rubbish and a piece of shit. And Judge Mokgweng said, well, that, you know, given the levels of abuse of women we have in this country, for this to be said by one judge to another is completely and utterly unacceptable. So it reaches the bar of impeachable conduct, the gross misconduct, unless it might be raised as a mitigating factor that his level of anger might drop it below the bar of gross misconduct. And I went, what? So if you're really angry, you can say to people you're a rubbish and a piece of shit, but you've got to be really angry. And I thought, no. I wish that line hadn't been there.
I also do. I think, you know, and also particularly because she's a woman, you know, and that kind of aggressive macho behavior towards women who face microaggressions on a daily basis. You know, I think people shouldn't underestimate how awful it is to be at the receiving end of a powerful man calling you a piece of shit, you know. I also did balk at that particular, but I think it's just an attempt to sort of maybe appease the judge to say, fine, you were angry about something. But, you know, it's just unacceptable for a person in a position of power and a judge to be speaking to deputies and anyone in that fashion. You know, it speaks of an insecure, small-minded person in a way. You know, you have the power as the judge. You are the judge president, you know. And over and above that, you know, he's always championed himself as a you know, person, a transformation in the judiciary matters to him. And here is a black woman being insulted. So there's many questions that need to be asked and rumors that must be, you know, ironed out. And, you know, the sooner this happens, I mean, what should, of course, happen and which might not is that, you know, the judge president and Judge Parker should sort of avail themselves of what is commonly known as garden leave, and sort of step out of the fray while these matters are sorted out. Because at the moment, they still both occupy positions of power in the division.
Moran Tam of Daily Maverick, thank you.